oblique and bleak on the face of it. Living alone, renting a room. The landlord's not much use. Oh, what a place. I'm only in my early 40s. Recently escaped living with a female drunk. I didn't know about any of this. I've got such an open mind. I find another girlfriend. She lives at one of the worst addresses in town. She's a million miles from being my type. But beggars can't be choosers. She leaves period blood all over my bed sheets. One afternoon when she stays, says nothing about it, just keeps it to herself. She must just hope it'll go away. Mother to four young children by two different men. I stay at her house sometimes. I even moved in. Sit on a broken sofa, sleepless in a double bed. Impossible to relax here. This is like a war zone. I have to get in the bathroom before them at about 6:15 a.m. The younger boy is banging on the door. It's his idea of fun. There's so much panic, all this rushing around. None of them know any different. Chaos is the norm. At breakfast, 7 a.m., she might slap them around. I can see this is nothing to do with discipline. Does this make her feel proud? She punches the older boy in the stomach. He's doubled up in pain. I guess the message is that whatever he's done, he'd better not do it again. Tells me he's gonna get her back one day. This family I'm with, my girlfriend's mother wants to steal my dignity, and the two of her three sons who I know, I can't trust them with anything at all. This is some kind of makeshift operation. That's all it can be when you're poor. What is here is all I have. At this time, I can do no more. My toilet habits are not under control. I know there is a smell about my person. No one mentions this to me. Maybe they'd be too embarrassed. I can continue with my job. I'm a market research interviewer. Earning money, but I'm always in debt. Eat well enough though, and dress well. I'm pleading with my girlfriend one night that she'll let me stay. But she says, go home, meaning the flat where I pay my way. She's a carer, sometimes comes in smelling of you know what. She's in bed by 9:30 as I drive back to where I don't wanna go. I can't live for anyone else. I can only live for myself. I think my parents lived for me, but we went through hell together. I'm happy to share what I can, and I am a happy person. Though I find life's tough domestically like this, professionally I just don't have anything. I'm not witnessing criminal behavior here. It's all about living with self-respect. People need a certain standard of living in order to progress. When you've not reached that level, the sadness really shows. Shockingly inadequate behavior, as everyone the world over knows. I don't have any family, only someone from school who's still a friend. This must be part of the course, to know of life at the bottom end. It's the provision of invaluable knowledge, so I would know I had never missed anything. It's the main part of my life, knowing I've gone the furthest. It's all about the content of my presentation. That's right. That's what it's all about.